Malmö, are you ready?
Oh, well, perfect.
Let the Eurovision Song Contest begin.
Kieran Ori-Tuddiot.
The Eurovision Showcase.
Hello and a very warm welcome to the Eurovision Showcase, a recap of semi-final two of the Eurovision Song Contest 2024 from Malmö, Sweden. You're joined by myself, Kieran Ori-Tuddiot, and...
Rob Ori-Tuddiot.
Yay! Hello, Roberto. It is Friday morning after the Thursday night that we had.
It is.
What did you think of Semi 2?
I enjoyed Semi 2. Yeah, I think before my favourite songs were in Semi 2. My top four were in Semi 2.
Yeah, they were. Right?
Yeah, only two of them got through, sadly. Mean.
That was mean.
Yeah, but no, so it's good from that perspective. I think my feet were just hurting a lot by the end. There's lots of standing up.
I know. I'm really struggling about that now. I don't know you.
Yeah, tomorrow we'll have to get some bionic feet fitted.
Or lean up against a railing or something.
Yeah, definitely.
I don't know what else we could do, really, but...
But no, it was good. No, it was good. And we saw our friend there again, and yeah, it was a nice evening. The show was very, very good. I liked the interval act. I thought Petra Mendes, just as ever, is a delight.
Yeah, that interval act with her and Charlotte Pirelli and Linda Woodruff was pretty epic, wasn't it?
Yeah, I have to watch that when we get back to the UK on telly.
For sure. Yeah. So, I could completely agree with you too. I think there were some fantastic songs and some fantastic performances last night. So a few shocks, I think, for us too, which we will go through. But let's first of all go through the 10 qualifiers that we had. So Armenia, Austria, Estonia, Georgia, Greece, Israel, Latvia, the Netherlands, Norway, and Switzerland. So first of all, let's go, as we are in alphabetical order, Armenia. Watching the performance last night, that was so much fun, wasn't it?
It was. They were the last to be called out too, so I was a bit. So we were there going, "Oh my god, who's going to get the last one?" No, it was a good performance, and I think it was. There's nothing else like it in the contest this year, so it's pleased it went through.
Yeah, and the first time that Armenia have sent a song fully in Armenian, which I think is wonderful too.
When are the UK going to do that?
What, sing in English?
Sing in Armenian?
Never. I don't think so. Never say never, but I that would be really bizarre. But I would welcome it. I would much prefer us to sing in Welsh or Scottish Gaelic, first of all, or Cornish. That would be interesting. Especially when there's not many Cornish speakers out there anymore. But there are a few, I'm sure. Next up is Austria, Rob. I know you weren't so keen on, particularly in the song, where it's, I've really enjoyed it because I do like that driving beat and the pump of it all. And I really enjoyed the performance, and I thought, Kalleen, perform the pants off it, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, to be fair, it's not my cup of tea generally. I don't really like that kind of dance, really dancey music. The other thing that was, I couldn't really hear her. In the stadium, you couldn't really hear her above the beat. So actually, from a song to sing into an audience perspective, it isn't actually particularly, it didn't work. It worked much better, I think. It must work much better on telly, but it was all right. I thought it was going to go through. Yeah. I don't think it's going to do well in the contest. I don't think juries are going to vote for it.
No, that's where I think it's going to struggle. But obviously the televote quite liked it because it pushed it through.
Yeah.
So that was positive, I think, for Austria. We'll see what happens, obviously. Next up, which I think baffled the pair of us, but everybody else around us seemed to love it, was the Estonian entry. I mean, I love Estonia. I mean, usually when they sing in their own language, it's wonderful. I love it. But usually it comes with ballads. Doesn't really come with up-tempo, crazy dance music, which we got last night. When they're singing about drugs, it's a bit weird.
Awful. There's enough said. Awful. Let's move on.
Okay. And then Nutza from Georgia, she came through with an incredible performance called Firefighter. Finally, Georgia are back in the grand final, the first time since 2016. With Nikolai and the young Georgian Lolitas with Midnight Gold, which we love, which was awesome. But Georgia have done it again this year, Rob.
No, please for Georgia. Definitely deserve to go through. Good song, well performed, all good.
Yeah, it is definitely. Moving on to Greece.
I think we should say, enough said, Estonia, crap, rubbish. Sorry, awful. I don't understand what people are thinking voting for that. Absolute pile of...
Yeah.
Horse turd, I'm sorry. It's not anything remotely good about that song at all. I don't understand. It's not melodic. It doesn't have anything to do. She doesn't sing it well. It's just awful.
Well, it's not really sung, is it really?
It's not a song. It's just not a song. It's terrible.
It's anyway, I do not understand. Yeah, I don't.
Maybe I'm getting old, but I just thought that was an absolute pile of rubbish.
You remind everybody your age, Rob.
42.
Yeah. So you're not that old.
No.
But, okay. I appreciate it. I don't understand the Greek love. You know this. I love the fact that it's in Greek. That's probably the only redeeming quality of this. Because performance, I thought it was really naff. And not only that, I thought it was just the song is just so naff. I don't know what else to say. It's awful. And not our cup of tea at all. Which is nice. I like it when we agree. Next up is the controversial one of Israel. Now, we found out, Rob, obviously, that we knew this was going to be really awkward in Malmo, inside the arena and outside the arena. We were walking through the city after having some dinner with our friends, and we came across the huge protest going on, chanting, which... didn't faze us at all, I don't think, because we've got nothing to fear. Didn't feel intimidated or anything. It was quite a well-spirited protest, and it was fine. It was fine. And that's the great thing about Sweden and its constitution as well, where they embrace free speech, so fair enough. However, there was booing inside the arena around us, which was quite awkward. I thought that the best way... if you wanted to protest against it, it's just to be silent.
People turned around and covered their ears. That was fine.
Yeah.
My political views on this, I'm not going to mention here because it's not that kind of format. It's your show. But I did feel sorry for her. She didn't deserve to be booed like that.
No. So,
and people were cheering her on, I think, because they were trying to, you know, she was performing. And actually, it's a nice song.
It is a nice song. She performed it really well last night. So there's nothing on that we could ever take away from her on that. The response, the thought process to think that Eden is complicit in what's going on between Israel and Palestine, and Gaza in particular, is for the birds, I think.
Yeah.
I don't believe that she is responsible in any way for this, and why put the blame on her? And you've got to remember that there are millions of Israelis in Israel, in Tel Aviv, Haifa, Jerusalem, who do not agree with Netanyahu's policies, etc. So I think in the end, grand scheme of things, that's it.
I am surprised it qualified purely because I thought people wouldn't vote for Israel, but apparently not. And it's galvanized
the Jewish vote, I think.
Yeah, that's true. I never thought of that.
And as it got leaked overnight, that the Italian broadcaster Rai released the percentages of the voting for Italy in the second semi-final, and Israel got 12 points.
40% of the vote.
40% of the vote, which the next closest one was the Netherlands, which was about 7%.
Yeah.
So
hero.
So that's going to be very interesting come Saturday. The next amazing result, Rob, is Latvia. Dons with Hollow. This is my third favourite of the year, with another song that we're going to talk about a little bit later, and Luxembourg, which came second in my rankings, and it did end up qualifying on Tuesday night. However, Dons, Latvia, I was so happy for Latvia because they've sent one of their biggest singers, most popular singers, performed it beautifully, and deserved to go through thoroughly. And it was a lovely surprise because, again, Latvia haven't been in the grand final since 2016.
Oh, it's a lovely song. It's a really melodic song, and he sang it well. And actually, he got quite emotional at the end.
He did.
So, no, fair play to Latvia. They deserved that. They definitely deserved it. I'd have been really upset for Latvia had they not gone through, because they deserved it. And it was a credible, nice song. Greece.
Yeah, take a hint. Right, now we go down to the Netherlands. Jos Klein with Europapa. Now, it is an infectious song. I don't think any of us can disagree with that. However, yeah, the concept of the song is nice, because it's all about European unity and coming together and celebrating each other's cultures, dishes, cuisines. But also, it's a love letter from Jos to his parents, who have both passed away. So there's a deep meaning to it as well. However, I'm not a great fan of the song. Like, I wouldn't go out my way to listen to it, but in the stadium, it sort of worked.
I was bopping away to it in the stadium, and I don't really like it. So obviously there's something infectious about it, but the problem I have with this song, like Estonia, like Greece, and like Finland, all of them have got through, is that they're joke songs. And I have a real issue with joke songs in this contest, because joke songs, to me, hark back to what I call the horror years of Eurovision in the mid-noughties, where they just, and the credibility of the contest then went downhill. Yeah. And it's taken a long time to build itself back up and get to the point where you've got credible contemporary songs coming into this contest. And then songs like this just do the show loads of damage, because you get the people, the public, just thinking, oh, it's Eurovision, it's going to be a load of rubbish again. And then you get songs like the Netherlands and Greece, which just are not particularly good songs, and they are joke songs. But again, maybe it's the old man in me, but I think it's a fun song, but I just don't believe these kind of songs have a place anymore in the contemporary music contest. There you go, I've said it.
Yeah, no, that's fair enough, Rob. Respect your opinion. I do. And everybody else should as well. Well, and we respect your opinion too. Of course, share them with us via our website, escshowcase.com. And remember, we're on Facebook, Instagram, and Threads as well. And you can send us an email, escshowcase@gmail.com. Right, penultimate song that qualified, Rob, is Norway, Gotter, and Olverham. Again, a stunning performance, stunning vocal, and everybody in the Malmo Arena loved it, didn't they?
Oh, this is my favourite song. I love this one. Brilliant. My Cup of Tea. That's a Florence and the Machine feel to it to some degree.
Yeah.
It's really grungy. Love it. No? Yeah. Love it, love it, love it.
Nothing wrong with it, is there? And finally,
incredible band as well. Credible band.
Yeah, they've been around for years in Norway. You know, and fantastic stuff. It's fantastic stuff. And lastly, Switzerland. Sweet Little Nemo with The Code. My winner of in the rankings, and it's my winner of the year so far. I think it's up above everything else.
Performance was amazing. I don't know how he didn't fall off that.
Must be magnets.
Oh, I think he must have magnets in his shoes, because I was there going
on the microwave turntable.
Yeah, because I was like, how on earth is he staying so stable on that thing? But no, he performed the hell out of that. To me, that was up there with Croatia as being the two performances that I think could win the contest. I think it's going to be a race between Switzerland and Croatia this year.
Oh, that'd be great.
Maybe Ireland as well are up there. That was performed very well. But yeah, we'll see. We'll see.
Yeah. Love it, Rob. So that's the 10 that qualified. Now we need to, well, we don't need to, but I think we should probably have a bit of a memoriam of the semi-finals that didn't qualify. And first of all, we got to start with Belgium. Actually, I was really quite shocked about this not qualifying. However, there have been rumours around that actually Belgium were disqualified. The reason for that was because that there was the word peace, which was tattooed onto Musti's arm, apparently, which wasn't sanctioned by the EBU. And then also that the Flemish broadcaster was basically put, this said something about anti-Israeli or something. And that was one of the reasons why they were disqualified. But even though it's the Wallonian broadcaster who were in charge this year. So anyway, very, very confusing. But just about the song and about Musti, I think the performance was fantastic. His vocal was great. And I'm just quite shocked it didn't make the cut.
I'm very surprised. I thought that was a surefire. That was a surefire qualifier. That was the big surprise of the night.
Yeah, definitely. And I think closely behind that probably was Denmark and Sand by Saba.
You see, I love this. This is one of my favourites of the year, and it's a real earworm to me. I think if I'm being honest about this, she performed it very well, but it was quite a safe, generic Scandi pop kind of song. And I think it probably just didn't have the edge with some other with other songs that were in the contest. It's a shame because I think it's a really lovely song, but I was nervous of it qualifying. It wasn't one I was thinking would definitely go through. So it is a shame.
Yeah.
But I'm not surprised.
No, I feel the same way. Going right to the first song of the night, Malta, A Loop by Sarah Bonici. Now, we sort of understood, Rob, anyway, that the song wasn't really the strongest one, but the performance last night was really impressive, wasn't it?
Performance was amazing. I was really surprised, actually, at it, because I had really low expectations for it, but I wonder whether there was too much going on, actually, now looking back on it. Had to rewatch it at some point, because she was being flung around the stage like, you know, she was in a tornado.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I think she was trying to do a Chanel from 2022.
Yeah.
And I think she didn't quite pull it off. It wasn't quite as crisp. But no, fair play to her. She performed the hell out of it. But I think the song just still wasn't that good.
No. I think Malta were trying to go for something which really worked back in, 2018, 2017. It just wasn't going to work this time around now in 2024. We go on to Albania, Beza with Titan. I love this song. I've always loved the Albanian entry, and the revamp, I don't think, really hurt the song from Festival of Kengis. I think it elevated, and people around us were loving it too and singing along. Great performance, and again, a very good vocal.
Very good. Our friend Sam didn't think it was going to qualify. He was right. I think, again, maybe it just was that there was nothing overly special about it, but it was a good, nice song. Yeah. So I'm not massively surprised, but it's sad for it.
Yeah, no, I'm with you on that. I think, you know, these, I don't want to say generic, but it's a good song, but where are the votes going to come from? Speaking of which, again, I think the same we could say for Czechia or the Czech Republic, Iko with Pedestal. Oh, Rob, we like this.
This is my sort of song, again.
Yeah, and I like it now, it took the swearing out of it, because it was so many F-bombs, it was ridiculous. Yeah.
Performance was excellent. I was really hopeful it was going to go through.
Yeah. It felt like it was going to, didn't it?
It would have done. It was a really good, but anyway, it just wasn't quite, but I thought it was a really, she again, that was a shame it didn't go through. But anyway, there's a few that you think, why did Estonia and Greece go through? When they could have had Czechia or Denmark or Belgium.
Yeah.
Or Albania, even.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then lastly, we just mentioned San Marino. It's nice to see San Marino send a song in Spanish, which is quite weird. But Megara with 1111, we felt like there was some sound issues in the arena.
We couldn't hear her at all.
Couldn't really hear her sing. It was very bass heavy as well.
A bit like Austria in that regard. It was the bass, the beat was too loud and you couldn't hear her vocals.
Yeah, I didn't think it much with Austria, but with San Marino I did. Maybe it was because Austria were we're not too far. Where Austria performed 6th, San Marino 10th. Yeah, so maybe I was deaf by the time San Marino came on. Hmm. But all I could hear was boo, 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 boo in the back of my ears, and it wasn't very nice. So, yeah, what did you think of the Sam Marie song, Rob? Did you?
It was
all right.
It was not as good, not as good as the other rock songs they had.
No.
Norway or Chechia.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. Right. Just a quick look through, though, at the running order that was decided overnight for the grand final. So, as you can see, Sweden are opening. We already knew that anyway for months. Ukraine are second, maybe because they fought well. Going to do well, I think. Why not just put them second? Germany 3rd, Luxembourg 4th, Netherlands 5th. I think having Luxembourg right before the Netherlands might hurt it a little. Just because of the performance dynamics, I think. But we also have Israel coming up in 6th, Lithuania 7th, Spain 8th, and Estonia 9th. Now, interesting thing here, I think, with having Spain stuck between Lithuania and Estonia, that they're three up-tempo songs there. And they're going to, I think Spain's going to be cancelled out between those two. So Estonia are 9th. Ireland are singing in 10th, which is the position where Måns Zelmerlöw won. Mm-hmm. And I'm pretty sure, did Salvador sing from that position? I'm pretty sure he did, actually. So I think that's a good one, because stuck straight after a bizarre Estonia. But then in 11th place is Latvia. So you're going to go from Ireland to Latvia in 11th, and then 12th is Greece. So you're going to then have a relatively melodic pop song with the Greeks. And then we go to 13th place is where the United Kingdom's going to be singing, mm-hmm. which is probably the best spot, I think, that we could be given, directly after Greece and just before the chaotic rock of Norway. Mm-hmm. So and chaotic, I mean, in a good way, because it's just stamps impact on the performance, so that will help. And then Italy are 15th, in 15th place. Serbia will be singing in 16th, Finland in 17th, and then Portugal in 18th, Armenia 19th, and Cyprus 20th. So that's quite interesting that Armenia and Cyprus are together, seeing as they're both up-tempo dance-along songs. So that's that. Switzerland is in 21st place performance. And then it comes along with Slovenia in 22nd, Croatia 23rd. So you've got two sort of high impactful ballads in 21st and 22nd. So that's going to be interesting. And then you've got Croatia's in 23rd. So they've been placed in a very strong position in the running order. 24th is Georgia. So Georgia, again, with an up-tempo firefighter song. So it's going to do well. Then the choir, everything down, with France going in 25th. And then finally with Austria in 26th. So we go out on a high, I think. Is there any synopsis that you want to mention there, Rob?
No, I'm not an expert in the running order, dear.
Okay, that's fair enough. Well, that's about it. Mm-hmm. Do you have a prediction of who's going to win everything?
Well, I think it'll be Croatia or Switzerland.
Okay, but if you had to pick one?
Croatia.
Okay, and I'm going to stick with my Switzerland. Yeah. Just because I'm going to. Right, well, that's about it for me, Kieran, and you, Rob. Yay, I retouched it here on the Eurovision Showcase. That is your semi-2 roundup and a look forward towards the grand final, sorry, of the Eurovision Song Contest 2024 in Malmö, Sweden. So I want to say tack så mycket to every one of you. And Magatak from here in Copenhagen in our Airbnb. we're going to go and have a nice walk around towards the Little Mermaid, aren't we? Which we haven't seen yet. I know it's very small.
I've just seen it before when we came here. Time.
Yeah.
And then I want to go to the castle to go and see the crown jewels and stuff.
Oh, yes.
So we've got a few bits and bobs to see today.
You've seen the crown jewels, Rob?
Rude.
I didn't mean it like that. Right.
You see the Danish ones.
Yeah, true. And they're probably bigger than ours. Anyways, guys and girls, look after yourself. Find out more about the show by heading to our website, ESEshowcase.com. We're on Facebook, Instagram, and Threads. Just search for ESE Showcase or the Eurovision Showcase will come up. I have been interviewed 2 days ago by Lucy Ambash of BBC Radio Solent, and I will be on there later this afternoon at 4:45 UK time, British summer time, which here in Copenhagen it would be 5:45 Central European summer time. So that's it for me and Rob. Take care of yourselves. Arrivederci, au revoir, have you the same, vislat, dobidenia, gognat and adios. We'll see you very soon. Toodaloo!